Random House Audio presents The Aviator's Wife by Melanie Benjamin. Read for you by Lorna Raver. But the eyes are blind. One must look with the heart. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. 1974. He is flying. Is this how I will remember him? As I watch him lying vanquished, defeated by the one thing even he could not outmaneuver, I understand that I will have to choose my memories carefully now. There are simply too many. Faded newspaper articles, more medals and trophies than I know what to do with, personal letters from presidents, kings, dictators, books, movies, plays about him and his accomplishments, schools and institutions proudly bearing his name, tear-stained photographs of a child with blonde curls, blue eyes, and a deep cleft in his chin, smudged copies of letters to other women tucked away in my purse. I stir in my seat, trying not to disturb him. I need him to sleep, to restore, because of all the things I have to say to him later. And we're running out of time. I feel it in my very bones, this ebbing of our tide. And there's nothing I can do about it. And I'm no longer content simply to watch it, watch him rush away from me, leaving me alone, not knowing, never knowing. My hands clenched, my jaw so rigid it ached.